From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming for an airport. The United Nations is warning that hundreds of thousands of civilians are at risk in Mosul. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. The blast ripped through a market at Cabo Gode in Wadajir district on Sunday afternoon. Security officials and witnesses say the victims included civilians, shopkeepers, and government soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but officials blamed al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians voted in presidential elections Sunday and are set to decide whether to continue with their socialist administration or switch to a conservative government. Outgoing leftist president Rafael Correa has been in power for 10 years and is not up for re-election. A Correa ally, Lenin Moreno, has been leading in the opinion polls. The election is expected to be very close. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A unification ministry spokesman made the remark Sunday in a briefing that was held following Malaysian police statements on the case. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is interviewing four candidates Sunday to be his national security advisor. The president is spending the weekend in Florida. He is planning to discuss the job in person or on phone with acting national security advisor Keith Kellogg, a retired Army general, John Bolton, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Army General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Caslin. The White House said there would be other meetings for the job. President Donald Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven terrorism-plagued countries. Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the new version of the travel order will not prevent foreign nationals from either work visas or green card permanent residency permits from entering the United States, nor will it affect foreign travelers already flying to U.S. ports of entry when the order takes effect. He said the new order will be better implemented and avoid the chaos that resulted from the earlier version, which was set aside by U.S. courts. The new immigration order could come as early as Tuesday. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura says he hopes to take advantage of a new momentum during the upcoming round of talks this week in Geneva. He said the outcome of the talks between the Syrian government and rebels depends on the U.S. position. He spoke while attending the Munich Security Conference in Germany. Mistura said any political solution has to be inclusive, to be credible, to end the six-year conflict in Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, his wife Karen, and daughter Charlotte toured the site of the Dachau concentration camp near Munich. The vice president spoke at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday and then went to Brussels Sunday for meetings with NATO and European Union officials. Two key Republican U.S. senators Sunday questioned President Trump's competency in handling foreign affairs, especially the White House turmoil over national security operations and his seeming reluctance to confront Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. Senator John McCain of Arizona told NBC's Meet the Press that he is worried about Mr. Trump's understanding of some foreign affairs issues and contradictory articulations, as he put it. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.